It's remarkable when you look at the fact that, take the energy bills, the gas is 90% higher than it was before this war in Ukraine, and then electricity 60% higher. And, you know, we're going to see apparently increases in costs. And what you're seeing here is energy companies that have benefited and had a windfall profit gain from all of this crisis, and that has been passed on to homeowners and businesses and put huge pressure on. But yeah, you see that credit landing in people's accounts, you know, literally as they were going to vote late last year, and now government's not dealing with the huge profiteering in the energy sector, not doing anything constructive around that, and telling people that you're not going to get the energy credits. They need to do a U-turn, and they need to be more robust in terms of this whole area of energy costs.
And it seems maybe for at least the next 3.5 to 4 years that the chances of getting any of these, unless there's a general election, are going to be pretty slim.
Yeah, I think people won't forget this, because this has been, you know, huge opportunism. We used to have the cheapest electricity costs in Europe whenever the public actually owned our electricity network, and now we have, I think it's the second most expensive in all of Europe. Huge profiteering, no proper regulation of the sector, and this has been going on now for too long. So, you know, the government, rather than actually deal with that, put in place the credits. Now they're still refusing to deal with the profiteering, with the recklessness, frankly, of these huge corporations, and they're taking away the credits and supports, particularly for people on lower income. So they're going to have to do a U-turn on this. It really cannot stand if they let this run until later this year.